So every now and then it is good to get away. Get away from it all. We typically do this by like going on a vacation, right? Vacations are good. They're nice because it allows you to kind of recharge or decompress physically, mentally as well. A little change of scenery doesn't hurt every now and then. But vacations, we plan those. We want those. We take those. Most of us yearly, we do something like that. And vacations are great for the mental and maybe physical recuperation of the troubles and the worries of life. But we have to be careful and take care of our spiritual lives as well. Our spiritual lives need a sort of vacation as well. And the equivalent of this spiritual vacation is what we call a retreat. So in our message series on becoming a disciple, today we are on the letter R of the acrostic Christ. And R stands for retreats. Retreats gives us an opportunity to get away from the world, literally get away from it all, and go towards Christ. A retreat allows us to pull back, to withdraw, and then come closer to Him. This is why they're called retreats. We retreat from the world around us that tries to take our attention. I mean, even Jesus went on retreats. Many times during his public ministry, he would withdraw from the crowds and his disciples and go off alone to pray to his Father. If retreats are good enough for Jesus, I think they're good enough for us too. And as priests and deacons, we are required to go on a retreat yearly, every year. You're not required as laity to do that, but it's still a good idea for your spiritual lives, for your spiritual well-being, to attend a retreat at least once a year. Now, I love retreats because the cell phone gets turned off and put away. The whole day or the weekend of the retreat is planned out for me. I don't have to worry about accommodations. I don't have to worry about food. It's all prepared for me. No decisions I have to make except whether I eat dessert or not that evening. Because a retreat is not the same thing as a vacation, as wonderful as they both are. Because a retreat is more than just taking time out of your day and getting away from it all. Because a retreat is also taking an active part in your own relationship with Jesus Christ. As if taking a loved one and going and spending some time with someone you love at a separate location, right? A honeymoon of sorts. That's what retreats are. They're honeymoons with Jesus. It is wanting to take that relationship that you have with your Father, with God, and wanting to take it to the next level. That's what a retreat is. A retreat removes the distractions in our days, which sometimes prohibits us from getting closer to Christ. Distractions are removed and provides us a golden opportunity, a unique opportunity to grow deeper in our faith. In our first reading, Isaiah says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near." If you have trouble finding God in your daily life, if you have struggles, distractions in your day, and you just can't seem to get your spiritual life in order, or you even don't even know where to begin, well, a retreat can solve that problem for you, because you can find God in a retreat. And lives have been changed during a retreat. I see it happen myself. I've personally known people who have been filled with the Holy Spirit on that day or that weekend, and they've been filled with the grace, and their lives have literally changed. They become followers of Christ, literally overnight, and they become different, better people. Now here at St. Albert, we are blessed to have many opportunities for retreats. In the past couple of years, we've really expanded and grown our retreats here in English and in Spanish. We have retreats for men, retreats for women, for couples, for young adults. Matter of fact, the Abide Young Adult Retreat is going on right now. They are all very essential parts of what we do. So there really is a retreat for everybody. You have no excuse. We have a very special retreat coming up here in a few weeks, another one in January. We call these the Welcome Retreats. Now, if you've never been on a retreat, if you're wondering what all this is all about, or if it's been a while and you're kind of getting back into the faith, or you're not sure where to go in your faith or in your spiritual life, the Welcome Retreat is designed for you. If you need a little kickstart to your spiritual life, the Welcome Retreat can do that for you. To me, the Welcome Retreat really is kind of that idea of what a perfect retreat is. Because it's during a weekend, you don't take time off from work. There's no need to travel far because it's here. It's free, so you can't beat the price. The food is good and plentiful. And no one ever goes hungry at a Welcome Retreat. But most of all, those are all nice physical things, but it is powerful. I've witnessed all of our Welcome Retreats we've had here at St. Albert the Great, and I've truly seen the Holy Spirit work through the people who attend them, the men and women. I've seen the love and the tender mercy of Jesus Christ fill their hearts. I've seen lives changed. And nothing can describe the joy I see at the end of the retreats when they finally leave on Sunday. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus is inviting you to spend a day or a weekend with him on a retreat. Whether it be the Welcome Retreats coming up or one of the other retreats that we offer, it is a chance to get away from it all and rest in the Lord. Jesus is inviting you. So will you accept his invitation?